Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when there actually may be some great news, which is members of the Congress on both sides of, this is the old Congress before the Republicans take over the House and presumably Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker. If he does become Speaker, the members of the House and the Senate might just work together to avert a rail strike, which is pending, unless they get this thing done by Friday, which doesn't give them much time. But Nancy Pelosi has agreed after a meeting with Kevin McCarthy and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell that they are going to do something to pass a bill to avoid a rail strike, which is enormously important because that is all the economy needs right now to plunge us into a very serious and very painful recession. We will talk about that. We will also talk about the ongoing discussion about President Trump's dinner last Tuesday. It was a week ago. Isn't that unbelievable? It was a week ago. It was not on Thanksgiving Day. A lot of people have gotten that wrong. It was on a Tuesday, and it was a guess who's coming to dinner kind of deal. Yes, President Trump did know that Ye was coming, that Kanye West was going to be there. All the focus has been mostly on Nick Fuentes and President Trump saying he didn't know who he was, he didn't recognize him. I think all of that is preposterous. It probably is not true. But even if it is, the question I would ask is, why is all the focus on Nick Fuentes, who President Trump claims he didn't know? He doesn't claim he didn't know Kanye. He'd welcomed Kanye into the White House before. Kanye had posed all over the place with MAGA hats. He was somebody that the president was close to, and who knows, maybe in the 20,000 votes that Kanye received for President of the United States, maybe those were votes that he took away from Biden. Or who knows? But the fact is, what I'm trying to understand, and we're going to be speaking later to a leading Jewish journalist who says that basically all American Jews, including Republican Jews and conservative Jews and Trump supporters, should follow the examples of people like Morton Klein and David Friedman, who was our former ambassador to Israel, who are very close to President Trump but have criticized him on this issue. The question is, why isn't the issue not just Nick Fuentes, who is a horrible Nazi, but on Kanye West, who has also shown himself to be profoundly anti-Semitic, and where you can claim, oh, I didn't know. There was no controversy around Kanye West. There was a front page headline today about Adidas knew when they first made that deal with Kanye, and they were warned about it, that he had problems and he could do something like this. What is he doing declaring DEFCON 3, whatever that means, on Jewish people generally? We'll be speaking with Jonathan Tobin later in the show. We'll also be speaking with a Wall Street Journal columnist who says that conservative is a bad label for Republicans. So what would work better? In other words, the argument is that conservative actually describes good policies, but calling them conservative doesn't work. We will talk about that coming up with Hiram Lewis later in the program. Okay, first of all, the good news from Capitol Hill, from the White House, from the meeting that was just held, and outside the White House, Nancy Pelosi spoke, because she is the senior party and she is going off into the sunset, of course, coming up in January. But she's going to continue as a member of the House of Representatives and obviously a very influential one. She was together with Joe Biden earlier today and the Senate leader Chuck Schumer and the Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell and the incoming speaker, presumably Kevin McCarthy. And here's what she had to say in terms of good news.
On the subject of the rail strike, that or to avoid the rail strike, the president made his statement yesterday. Tomorrow morning, he asked Congress to act. Tomorrow morning, we will have a bill on the floor. Then he said we could come up as early as 9 o'clock in the morning with the legislation that accepts the original agreement plus the additional benefits that were gained in further discussion.
Okay. Look, that should be good news that reassures Wall Street, that reassures all of us. Kevin McCarthy indicated that he would not lead the Republicans to stand in the way of that kind of legislation. This is clip 14A.
Yes, it's unfortunate that we're here because I know the president told us all that this was solved long before the election. And now we find ourselves in the last moments, in the last hours, asking us to rush a bill to the floor. Nobody wants the economy to fail. Nobody wants this to happen. But this is another situation where an administration told us one thing. Just like they told us about inflation, was transitory. We found that it was not. This was in a negotiation that was selected by this administration. This was something that was celebrated by this administration that it was fixed. And now, right before a holiday season, right when farmers need to ship their goods and others, we have to rush something to the floor.
Do you think it'll pass?
I think it will pass, but it's unfortunate that this is how we're running our economy today. This has all got to stop and change.
Okay, obviously that is a resolution that I think it is worth pursuing as long as they get this bill done now. Of course, going on in the other side of the world over in Qatar, there is the crucial game between the United States team in World Cup soccer competition and Iran being played amidst geopolitical tensions. The last I checked, the score was, what did they say, 1-0, that the United States had scored a goal, but Iran had not. And this is actually one of those things that it's over for the U.S. if they don't win this game. It's extremely unlikely that they would go on to what they call the shootout round coming up if they only have three draws. Meanwhile, we will keep you posted as that develops. And what about the boycott of Georgia? President Trump has agreed, and apparently this is what the Walker campaign wants, which is that President Trump will not make any appearances, draw a rally crowd, or have anything to do with the Georgia runoff. Does that mean that he has lost confidence in Herschel Walker, who is an old friend that the president actually recruited to run for the U.S. Senate from Georgia? No, it has to do with the idea that most of the experts looking at the Georgia race, including all the people who are working for Herschel Walker and working to preserve that tied level at the U.S. Senate. In other words, you have a real Democratic majority, not just a Kamala Harris voting to break a tie majority, a 51-49 majority, if Raphael Warnock wins. So will the decision to keep Trump away from Georgia actually help Republicans or harm them? We will get to that and much more coming up on The Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a lame duck Congress. A lot of different articles questioning what can a Congress actually do to make the lame duck session a success. And maybe even an epic success. One of the things that they look very likely to do, and it is genuinely bipartisan, is to pass what is called the Respect of Marriage Act, which basically means, as a matter of national policy, that there is recognition not only of same-sex marriage, but of interracial marriage, as if there was some kind of effort going on, and there isn't, either in the Supreme Court or anywhere else, to undo current protections for interracial marriage, which are increasingly common across the country. But there is also the question of passing a bill that will help to avert a rail strike, and passing the kinds of debt limit increases that are going to be necessary in this country to prevent a default and a real economic disaster. And that's one of the things that I think that Democrats and Republicans can actually work on together. And Washington Post runs an editorial, how Congress can make the lame duck session a mighty one. It is to maybe put aside some of the tremendous partisanship that, of course, is always present when you're settling a midterm election. By the way, in that midterm election, they have almost a final decision on the exact numbers in the House of Representatives. What's fascinating is it became a little bit more complicated because of the death of a newly reelected Democratic congressman, Donald McAiken. He is a Democrat from Virginia's 4th District. He died. Now, that will probably not make a final difference in the total number of seats by which the Republicans control the Congress. What will make a difference is there are two races that haven't been called yet. They're undergoing recounts. They're simply too close. The California 13th District and the Colorado 3rd District. The Colorado 3rd District is, I'm pretty sure, that's Lauren Boebert, where they are in the midst of a recount, and they're separated by less than 500 votes. So we will see what happens up to that point. The numbers in the House, the Democrats have won 213 seats, and the Republicans have won 220 seats. So it's a very close lineup, with a very small and thin Republican majority. But it's a flip from what it used to be, because they used to have a very small and thin Democratic majority. As to this seat in Virginia, where Congressman McAiken just died, and you all of a sudden have a vacant seat again, there will be a special election at some point. And here is the way it's described in Hotline, is that McAiken's district includes a significant black population and contains the city of Richmond, a reliably blue seat. His passing creates an open seat in Virginia and means the House won't be full when the chamber convenes in January. He will likely be replaced by another Democrat in a special election, given that McAiken won re-election by more than 60 points earlier this month. That means it wasn't close. And voters there have consistently supported Democratic candidates for president since the district was redistricted, reshaped in 2016. Concerning this question about filling up the U.S. Senate, every Senate seat has been decided except for one. That is the Senate seat in Georgia involving Herschel Walker. Here's the way it's covered in the New York Times. Is Donald J. Trump will not cross the Florida state line to campaign with Herschel Walker during the final week of the Georgia Senate runoff election after both camps decided, that's Walker and Trump, that both camps decided that the former president's appearance carried more political risks than rewards, campaign officials for the two Republicans said on Monday. Instead of holding one of his signature campaign rallies with the music and the crowds, Mr. Trump is planning a call with supporters in the state and will continue sending online fundraising pleas for Mr. Walker, by the way, of which Mr. Walker gets half, and the other half goes into the Trump coffers. The decision to keep Mr. Trump out of the spotlight was a response largely to the former president's political style and image, which can energize some of his core supporters, but also motivate Democratic voters and turn off significant segments of moderate Republicans. And again, looking at the analysis of the polls, which show the a very close race may be leaning a little bit to Warnock, that close race is going to turn in the suburbs. And whether the kind of suburban Republicans who voted very enthusiastically for Governor Kemp, who got reelected statewide at a time that Warnock was beating by 1 point Herschel Walker in the previous election. This is one of the reasons that they're concerned about Trump coming there. The question I would have is that if you believe that Donald Trump is a disadvantage for Herschel Walker in Georgia, which is not a blue state, or at least it certainly hasn't been. It's a red state where most people operating worldwide were people across the ticket. Most people voted for Republicans running for attorney general and voting for governor, voting for the secretary of state, voting for Congress members. There was no kind of a blue wave that characterized Georgia. So if even in a state like that, that is basically Republican and leans like in a Republican direction, you want to keep Trump out of the state so that the people aren't turned off by his presence and his association. What about his association for people running around the rest of the country? There's a demand by Jonathan Tobit, who's the editor-in-chief of the Jewish News Service and a columnist for Newsweek and the New York Post. And Jonathan says that Trump's Jewish supporters must condemn and disavow him. Really? Well, it has to do with a certain controversial dinner. We'll talk with Jonathan Tobin about that and take a look at the reactions around the country coming up on the Medved Show.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Tuesday, President Joe Biden met with congressional leaders and asked them to act quickly and prevent a possible rail workers' strike. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, said the deadline to act is much sooner than December because suppliers may plan around the strike.
Many of the suppliers, if they believe there may well be a shutdown, will then not send their goods.
Monday marks the biggest U.S. online shopping day in history. Online shoppers spending $11.3 billion on Cyber Monday, according to Adobe Analytics. Home prices fell in September compared to what they were in August. That's according to the latest reading from the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index. They dropped by 1% across the country, which marks the third month in a row of declines. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Michael Medved Show. Jonathan Tobin is one of the most influential and distinguished Jewish journalists in the country, not just because he happens to be Jewish, but because he writes on Jewish issues. He is the editor-in-chief of JNS, the Jewish News Service. He's a senior contributor to The Federalist and a columnist for The New York Post and for Newsweek. He's written a column that we've posted on the website, and I think for people who are trying to understand some of the emotion and some of the outrage in the Jewish community over Trump's dinner date on Tuesday night, a week ago, with Kanye West and his uninvited guest, but who was welcomed into Mar-a-Lago, Nick Fuentes. Jonathan's piece is called Trump's Jewish Supporters Must Condemn and Disavow Him. Jonathan, have you gotten, or has the world gotten any response at all in terms of outreach or even discussing this matter from President Trump or his close aides?
Well, I think President Trump, you know, he has a basic rule about dealing with controversies, which has served him very well, to be fair, which is to never apologize for anything. No matter what he does, he feels he'll never get credit for doing the right thing, no matter what he does. And he's probably right about that, given the animosity to him from most of certainly the legacy and corporate media. But to the extent that any explanations have been forthcoming, they really lack credibility and don't measure up to what is needed here. What I tried to lay out in the piece that you've referenced is that there's been a lot of talk about, you know, from the left, from people who hate Trump, and you know, we'll really seize on anything. I mean, it's sort of just, he has his blind supporters and he has his blind enemies. You know, people who just love him no matter what, people who just hate him no matter what. And part of the hate directed at Trump has been in the accusation that he's an anti-Semite or that he's enabled anti-Semitism. I think much of that has been largely false. He didn't endorse the neo-Nazis, you know, at Charlottesville. He was clearly, and I think inarguably, you know, the most pro-Israel president we've ever had. He did things that no other president did for Israel during his presidency, for which he deserves enormous credit. Was good for the United States as well as for Israel. He also fought anti-Semitism on college campuses, as Department of Education did, in a way that no other president before or since has done. That said, you know, by dining publicly at his resort home with Kanye West, known as Ye or Yi, not quite sure how to pronounce that.
Yeah,
along
yeah.
with a posse. Yeah, excuse me. Excuse me. Yes, if I did
yeah,
get that
yay
right.
For you. Go ahead.
Right. And his posse of even more loathsome anti-Semites, Nick Fuentes being one, the head of the so-called Groypers, a Holocaust denier and virulent anti-Semite. Others, Milo, a name from a few years ago for those who follow social media. He's basically mainstreamed these people. He has, and this is somebody who just a week before announced his candidacy to run again for the presidency. And yet he is meeting with people like that. And even his subsequent statement afterwards didn't register any outrage. I mean, Kanye West has been all over the media in the last month. I've written about it. So many other people have. Mainstreaming anti-Semitizing, spewing what Ben Shapiro, conservative pundit, we both know, said was Der Stürmer type anti-Semitism. And yet Trump's reaction is, well, he didn't say any anti-Semitism to me, and he's very nice to me. This is an act that just, you know, yes, it's egotistic, it's sort of quintessential, you know, silly Trump. But at a time when we have a rising tide of anti-Semitism around this country, which exists on the left, and there are plenty of examples of Democrats doing bad things too, but we don't want to get into whataboutism here. But this is a time when anti-Semitism is a real problem on both ends of the political spectrum.
It is. So let me ask you this, Jonathan. Jonathan, just to refocus for just a moment. How do you explain the rising anti-Semitism? It didn't start with Trump. Certainly he didn't initiate it. And his service as president is the most pro-Israel president we've ever had. That didn't start the anti-Semitic wave. What did? Why now?
Well, I think the why and the why now question, which could have been asked at any point in the last, you know, throughout history. Anti-Semitism is a virus, as the great scholar Ruth Weiss has described it. It was the most successful ideology of the 20th century because it was something that was able to attach itself to other ideologies, whether it was fascism, communism, Nazism, in this last generation, Islamism. And in the United States now, we have the phenomenon, which I think is what we're talking about with Kanye West, which is sort of the trend of anti-Semitism within the African-American community, which is, I think, heavily influenced by Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam and his influence within the African-American community. People always look for scapegoats. People look for reasons why things are bad. The Jews are always an excuse. But let's understand something. Anti-Semitism is always about the anti-Semites. It's not what the Jews do. Jews are hated because they're rich, because they're poor, because they assimilate, because they don't assimilate. Whether you think because they supposedly run Hollywood or run the press or because there's some other insidious reason.
Kanye West said recently, this was in the New York Times on Sunday, that his mental illness, he blamed his Jewish doctor. He did a whole list of prominent Jews that he felt were destroying the country, and ended by talking about his own psychiatrist, who apparently has his work cut out for him.
You know, Jews are the catch-all scapegoat for everybody's ills, who want a scapegoat.
So right now we have a very prominent organization, it's very well funded. All of the Republican aspirants for president of the United States came out to the Republican Jewish Coalition, in which I've been very active and I've spoken for many times. But President Trump was there, and it happened right before his welcoming of Nick Fuentes and Kanye West to Mar-a-Lago. What more can the organized Jewish conservative community do to try to encourage a more constructive, acceptable response from a candidate for president?
Well, their problem is that Donald Trump doesn't take instruction. He doesn't respond well to anybody telling him, even when he's wrong. He doesn't, as I said before, he doesn't believe in that. I'm not sure that there's anything any organization can do to influence him to do the right thing here. He's often falsely accused of anti-Semitism. One of the recent things that's worth going into briefly, where, he complains that not enough Jews vote for him because they don't prioritize Israel. He's a very pro-Israel, he was the most pro-Israel president. He thinks it's wrong that more Jews don't vote for him. And I get that because the truth is, as he even said, the majority of Jews are liberal Democrats. They care about other issues. They don't prioritize Israel. He's not being anti-Semitic by saying that. He's just telling the truth. And it's wrong to say that that's an accusation of dual loyalty. But what we have to do here, what the groups that are really invested in Trump, is to do what I think, to their credit, the Zionist Organization of America did. Now, only, I think 10 days before the dinner date with Kanye West and Fuentes, ZOA gave Trump their highest, award at their New York gala dinner, gave him...
And I know that Morton Klein has responded very effectively, pointing out that he is the son of survivors. We will be right back with more on this. Jonathan Tobin's piece is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's a disquieting but very important read. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
There are so many questions about this dinner that occurred at Mar-a-Lago, and so many questions that aren't asked that it seems to me should be and are appropriate. And one of those is, why is so much of the focus on Nick Fuentes, who Trump claims he didn't know? When you talk about anti-Semitic associations and statements and obsessions, Kanye West himself is a profoundly anti-Semitic, and obviously so. When you use the term DEFCON 3 and say you woke up with that from a dream of some kind, why is there no more direct attention to the anti-Semitism of Kanye West? And could it be because he gets cut slack because he is a big celebrity in a way that Nick Fuentes isn't? And the fact is that he's also black. Is this treating someone very differently because he is a black celebrity? And treating very differently than someone who espouses the same ideology, but even more extremely, you could say, who happens not to be a person of color, even though he is partially of Latino ancestry. I'm talking about Nick Fuentes here. And the claim being that the offensive part here involves someone that Trump didn't know. Just a sampling of the response here is the National Journal reports that Senate Republicans were largely united, Senate Republicans, good for them, in questioning Trump's decision to dine with rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, and white supremacist Nick Fuentes, both of whom have repeatedly made vitriolic anti-Semitic comments. Senator Mitt Romney, Republican Utah, said of Trump, quote, "There is no bottom to the degree to which he is willing to degrade himself and the country, for that matter. Having dinner with those people was disgusting." That's said Mitt Romney. Both Senators Joni Ernst and Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Joni Ernst of Iowa, both strong supporters of President Trump, called the meeting ridiculous. While Tom Tillis, a Republican of North Carolina, recently, he has been there from North Carolina for a while, he suggested that Trump should fire whoever let Fuentes into Mar-a-Lago, which is a good point. Capito intimated that Trump should take full responsibility. Marco Rubio of Florida called Ye disturbed and Fuentes an evil class clown, before adding that Trump should never have met with them. Even two of Trump's staunchest allies, Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, denounced Fuentes. Hawley said he wouldn't have had dinner with them. Well, thank you very much. Even some of Trump's most loyal Jewish supporters say that they can no longer ignore the abetting of bigotry by the nominal leader of the Republican Party after his meeting. Not all Republican leaders have spoken out, but Republican Jewish Republicans are slowly peeling away from a former president who for years insisted that he had no ties to the bigoted far right, but refused to repudiate it. A Zionist Organization of America President Morton Klein criticized Trump for meeting with Fuentes. And so did Mike Pence. And that's an important factor. Here's Mike Pence calling on Trump to do something he never does, as Jonathan Tobin pointed out, which is to apologize. Clip 12.
President Trump was wrong to give a white nationalist, an anti-Semite, and a Holocaust denier a seat at the table. And I think he should apologize for it, and he should denounce those individuals and their hateful rhetoric without qualification. With that being said, as I point out in the book as well, I don't believe Donald Trump is an anti-Semite. I don't believe he's a racist or a bigot. I would not have been his vice president if he was. And you know, people often forget the president's daughter converted to Judaism.
Yep.
His son-in-law is a devout Jew. His grandchildren are Jewish. And so the broad brush of attack that media leveled at him, but I think the president demonstrated profoundly poor judgment in giving those individuals a seat at the table. And as I said, I think he should apologize for it. He should denounce them without qualification.
Okay, and at least he says them, not just Nick Fuentes, but denunciation of Ye ought to be possible and appropriate, too. Look, if a German Nazi-founded shoe company can actually drop a $500 million deal and a substantial profit because of Ye's association with anti-Semitism. And by the way, in terms of Nick Fuentes before, Kevin McCarthy was very solid on this, because one of the reasons that that Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene were stripped of committee assignments was because they spoke, each of them, at a Nick Fuentes event. And they were criticized by Kevin McCarthy. And now he's trying to make the case that Trump has already dissociated himself with Nick Fuentes. How? This is what the prospective House Speaker, the Republican leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, had to say outside the White House. This is clip 13.
I don't think anybody should be spending any time with Nick Fuentes. He has no place in this Republican Party. I think President Trump came out four times and condemned him and didn't know who he was.
Well, he just said he didn't know who he was. He didn't condemn him or his ideology.
Well, I condemn his ideology. It has no place in society.
What is your take?
And what about the president?
And the president didn't know who he was. And the president has been
West.
You know what? He's been. So he knew who Kanye West is. He didn't know who Fuentes is.
Okay, the point being what they were saying, which is a reasonable question, which is knowing who Kanye West is, knowing that he's called on DEFCON 3 against Jewish people, knowing that he has taken nothing back, and apologize not at all and double down and triple down on his anti-Semitism. I mean, isn't that appropriate enough to call for a dissociation from Kanye West, for instance? Exactly how Kanye West responded during an interview with a popular podcaster named Tim Pool after the discussion began to turn to Kanye's previous anti-Semitic comments. This is clip six. Listen.
Been extremely unfair to you.
Who is they, though?
We can't say they is. Press. I'm not using I don't use the word as the way I guess you guys use. I'm talking.
It is
about
them, it. Though, isn't it? I mean, because
no.
because when you think about it, consider it. In 2018,
okay. So how about? Are you leaving?
Are you afraid of the press?
He's on. I'll say it right now. You guys want to bring that stuff up?
And I have the discussion.
Not going to have a conversation.
Like, have the discussion.
Like, you think Ye's going to come in here and say, here's my pain, here's my suffering, I'm going to say, I hear you. And then he's going to say, and it was Jewish people, and I'm going to be like, okay, but don't you consider, so I'm not going to do this, I refuse.
Okay, that didn't go very well. Megyn Kelly also had comments on Trump's dinner with Nick and Ye. This is clip 11.
I believe Trump when Trump comes out and says, I didn't know who that was. I believe him because most people have no idea who Nick Fuentes is. I'm in media. You're in media. I've covered him because he went after my friend. It was a dust up on Twitter. Most people have no idea who that is. And Trump's been kind of busy the past 6 years. So I believe he didn't know him. But he knew what Kanye West has said recently. He had absolutely no screening process in place to make sure whoever Kanye was bringing was not deeply problematic. Milo Yiannopoulos is a little controversial, too. For the same reasons, similar. And it is alarming to me, the prospect that Trump might have somehow been intentionally fanning a certain flame with a certain part of his base, because it helps him. It helps him get in the news, helps him generate controversy, etc.
I don't think this helps President Trump. And to say that he set this up deliberately, I think takes a leap of the imagination that I'm not willing to take. Is conservative become a bad label for Republicans? There's a deeply conservative commentator who believes it has in this greatest nation on God's green earth coming up.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.